Numbers chapter 20, verse 7 through verse 12, because you believe me not. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together. Thou, Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. And the water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given thee. I didn't include it in the text, but if you see verse 13, this is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. There is no sin as the sin of unbelief. I'm always sad when I read this account. This one act, which I confess to you, seems like a small thing to me, because God had Moses previously to use that rod to strike a rock to bring water. But God didn't say that this time. He said, speak to the rock. And this one act of unbelief kept Moses from the promised land. All he'd gone through with these rebels, 40 years. Really more than 40 years, because this thing started before he took them out of Egypt. And then to be denied the finishing line. And I thought, how many times could that apply to me? I don't know about you, but so many to me. In the Hebrew, this word Meribah, it means the waters of strife. And how often I've drunk of these waters, this strife, when all I have to do is believe God. If I just stop and believe God, I would wonder and think, you know, Mark 6, chapter 6, verse 6, it said that Jesus marveled, do you remember, at what? At their unbelief. At their unbelief. I think that perhaps that could hold true here. Maybe he marveled at Moses' unbelief. You believe me all this time and all of these plagues and all of these things. But I can't speak for Moses, I can speak for me. And truly believing God is very different than what's commonly taught in the churches today. They use it, you know, if you'll just believe, and Jesus once said only believe, but not in that context. And this belief, it's of great importance. It cost Moses greatly. He knew water would come from the rock. He'd hit that rock before, or another rock, to receive water at the Lord's direction. And how often that we act in such a manner, following God our way, to our advantage, to make our point. Now hear me, God will never share his glory. Not ever. It belongs to him and to him alone. Christ said that. And look at all that Christ did. This is central to believing God. That God will not share his glory. Upon Christ's return, we know from 2 Thessalonians, he'll be taking vengeance upon those who, what? Obey not the gospel. They don't believe. Just, it's very similar in nature to those in Matthew 7. They did all these things, wonderful works, cast out devils, called him Lord, Lord, and all such. And they thought, you see, a very dangerous premise. I've always said, when you hear me say, I think, you better duck. Very similar to Moses' sin in striking that rock, contrary to God's command. We think. You ever consider how, if you've ever read the Pentateuch, you ever, or the law of the Old Testament, the first, at least two or three of the first five books, how specific God is? I marvel at how specific he is. Read the law and the directions for the building of the temple. I laugh. I told Melissa this morning, I asked her to hand me a pair of socks, and I said, here, I can't, and I... Well, you'd have to know me. I was looking for my left sock. And, well, let's see. So, that's a... Not everyone has that, but I do. So, but I can be specific. And in 2 Thessalonians, you know, when he returns, these also, he also said, will be denied... Those that obey not the gospel will be denied, do you remember it? The glory of his power. Nobody speaks of that. They say, oh, they didn't obey the gospel, but the Bible's very specific. They will be denied the glory of his power. Such a great reward, much like Moses would have gone into the promise, great reward to those who believe. Moses could have entered the promised land. He could have. If not for grace, where might we all be? Do you believe God? I don't believe there's one among us who couldn't rightfully be convicted of non-belief. I certainly could. If it be so easy, and you know it's so, for each of us to see the faults in each other, how easy is it for God to see them in us? And for that, I thank God for just today. And of course, I always preface today the way it's spoken of, in especially in Hebrews 3, capital T-O, separate word, capital D-A-Y. Lord, let me make it just through today. Just today. Now, if you hear it in Hebrews 3:7, and you'll nail this to your memory, I'm going to tell you from one, I'm the oldest amongst us. It will help you get through the rest of whatever you have of this life. He said, wherefore? And then he prefaced it as the Holy Ghost saith, as God says, today, if you'll hear his voice, just today. If you'll narrow this thing down to today, while it is called, he said, while it's called today. While it is said, once again, today, if you'll hear his voice. He repeats it, today. He's very redundant about it, today. Well, how can I believe God? Today. How can I know this? Today. How can I do this? Today. Did you know that in Christ, I'm responsible today? We're told to neither give thought to the things behind us nor give thought for the morrow. What does that leave? Today. You know, the world is immense. By the way, I came up with a new way to spell that word. The world is immense. And life is now very complicated. God has narrowed it down for us. He's given us a way through this wilderness with today, just today. If today you'll hear his voice, not tomorrow. Well, I didn't hear it yesterday. That's fine. But today is the day. He said, what's the day of salvation? Today. You know, if Moses had only listened today, he'd have set foot in the promised land. Today. When's the Lord coming? Now hear me. Today. Like, you ever see the sign, free food tomorrow? It was actually a sign of free beer tomorrow at a bar. Free beer tomorrow. Always free beer tomorrow. You see, with God, it's always today. Now, not to get too geeky here, but time has weight. Okay? And thus, one might say, just today takes the weight off. One could rightly say with God, it's not only always today, but it's always right now with God. Remember, time ceases to exist with God. With God, it's today. Not only today, it's right now. You know when you're hearing the sound of my voice? Right now. And if you play this back, if it gets online and you play it back, you know when you'll be hearing it? Right now. Everything you do is always right now. God doesn't exist in time, yet God exists. He doesn't have weight. My body exists. My body, my physical body, exists in time. My soul, my spirit, does not. Do you ever think about that? Thus, the more in sync my body and soul are, the better I am for it. I tell folks all the time, my mind's 18. Some of you know me and say, that's true. Now, if I can just get this body in sync on board, not going to happen, by the way. You remember when Jesus arose, they didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was. And I believe it's because he was once again in an immortal state. Remember, he came in a mortal state. He died. You can't die unless you're mortal. So he once again became in an immortal state. And when I say an immortal state, his spirit and soul were always, your body and soul are always immortal. Whether you go to heaven or hell. But his first body was not immortal. It was mortal. It died. It was constrained by time for a specific time. And thus, we're back to Moses. In just speaking to a rock, God, in hitting the rock, Moses. How often I've hit the rock. Boy, I know it right away. Oops. I was supposed to speak to the rock. As the world changes and those in it, I could pound that rock daily. I get so frustrated. I wouldn't be honest if I said otherwise. And by the way, I'm always very, very aware, extremely aware of hitting the rock. And sometimes I'm sad to say it's had some of your names on it. And for that, I'm very sorry. I must remember it's today. And that one moment in time, that word again, time, two swats with a rod. Probably, I bet Moses got denied entry of the promised land in less than 5 seconds. Bam, bam. No trip to the promised land. And thus, we humanly exclaim, oh, to live that moment over again. Oh, if I could just speak to that rock. Haven't we all been there? If I knew then what I know now. The good news is that in Christ we do. Maybe sometimes darkly, as you heard me pray, but I see nonetheless. Whereas I was blind, now I see. I've read the book. It's timeless. It's told the beginning from the end, from the first day till the last day, and then time shall be no more. Do you believe that? Do you believe that today? This very moment in time, do you? Amen. Then you'll be okay. Trust me, I've read the book. Anything you can't add to or take away from is timeless. Just as you are if you be in Christ. If today you'll hear His voice. And you must to believe. God said, because you believe me not. And let such be our example. To what? To only believe. That's what Jesus told the fella in Mark 6. Only believe. Only believe.